Good morning, RVA. It's 50 degrees and I don't know, is the rain done? I think it might be, at least until this weekend. Today, though, you can expect highs in the mid-60s, absolutely no rain, and to even see the sunshine at certain points throughout the day. That sounds pretty okay. Water cooler. M. Holter at the Richmond Times-Dispatch reports that following last week's Freedom of Information Act situation and whistleblower complaint, the city has updated how they will respond to future FOIA requests. Holter got a hold of a memo the city's chief administrative officer sent to city council in which he proposes five changes to the current process. 1. Reinstating a decentralized FOIA response process. 2. Appointing a new interim FOIA officer. 3. Establishing a new FOIA email. 4. Creating a new interdepartment strategy to address requests. And 5. Hiring a legal firm to assist with FOIAs moving forward. Tap through to get a better sense of what those changes actually mean. Mostly, it sounds like they'll move back to having departments handle their own FOIA requests, or at least having departments responsible for, quote, receiving requests, compiling them, and reporting them back to the FOIA officer. I imagine at least a few reporters out there will want to stress test this new system as soon as it gets up and running, so keep an ear out for more FOIA news in the coming weeks. Sarah Huffman at Richmond Magazine sat down for a nice interview with not-so-newly appointed 9th District Councilmember Nicole Jones. As you'd expect, since she comes to council direct from school board, Jones has a focus on RPS and young people, and a council member after my own heart, quote, looks forward to the upcoming budget season. Don't we all? Over on VPM today, we've got a tale of two headlines. First, lawmakers want Virginians to eat more blue catfish. That got me to tap through right away, for which I was rewarded with this wonderful lead. Quote, introducing the species to the area has been like releasing a Siberian tiger out into our ecosystem. The blue catfish is an invasive species and has started to clog up Virginia's rivers, forcing out other native fish. Luckily, quote, the most popular solution so far is to simply fish and eat more blue cats. Second, council doesn't plan immediate action on Chamberlain's safety report. That also got me to tap through right away, but this time less deliciously and more angrily. I've written about the Chamberlain Road safety assessment before and was stoked to see some neat recommendations the city could implement right away and some recommendations that would take more time, planning, and money. This morning's headline got me heated. Why would council pass up on those easy, quick, and cheap recommendations? But if you read to the very bottom of the article, you'll see, quote, the near-term solutions are those that are relatively low-cost and are already funded in many cases, said Chris Daly of VHB, things that we can go out and do almost immediately, like signs, making some changes to traffic signals, lane usage, things of that nature. The city's already received state and federal funding for some of these projects, according to VHB's assessment. Okay, that sounds better. Plus, a lot of the near-term projects, and maybe even some of the intermediate recommendations, wouldn't require City Council's involvement anyway. Mike Platani at Richmond BizSense wants to challenge the supremacy of the above lead about Siberian tigers with one of his own, quote, where biscuits once rose for decades, a new hotel is set to rise much, much higher. After that work of art, Platani reports that Shamin Hotels plans to build a 12-story hotel on the site of the Arthur Ashe Boulevard Hardee's. I think, in my mind, housing is greater than hotels is greater than Hardee's, but anything's better than surface-level parking, right? This story also reminds me that we desperately need to figure out public transportation on Arthur Ashe Boulevard if we're putting all this stuff along it. A wonky 30-minute route will not cut it. The Richmond Times-Dispatch's Michael Martz reports on Virginia's budget and has some bad news for Governor Youngkin. Quote, the House and Senate compromise on the state budget will not include creation of a state authority to finance a $2 billion sports and entertainment district that Governor Glenn Youngkin has proposed in Alexandria. Of course, nothing in the General Assembly is dead until it truly is, and the governor still has a couple options left to try to squeak his pro-stadium deal into this year's budget. Quote, he will have 30 days after the Assembly adjourns to act on the budget and other legislation, leaving open a window for potential horse trading on the proposed arena. After the governor announces vetoes and proposed amendments, the Assembly will reconvene on April 17th to consider them. P.S. I love this sentence from Martz. Quote, Youngkin had made the proposed monumental sports and entertainment district for an Alexandria arena project the centerpiece of a legislative agenda that the Democratic-controlled assembly had left in tatters. Tatters! Random thought. What if Sours bought that quarter-acre square of Mayo Island and built some sort of mayonnaise-themed tourist attraction? This morning's long read is titled Full of Themselves, an analysis of title drops in movies. 1. I love title drops, and I love making title drop jokes. 2. I love a website that has just exactly one purpose, especially one that's built for a single article and its accompanying piles of research. 3. How wild is it that they only say Patton one time in the movie Patton? Bonkers. Here's an excerpt. But how common are these title drops really? Has this phenomenon gained momentum over time with our postmodern culture becoming ever more meta? Can we predict anything about the quality of a film based on how many times its title is mentioned? And what does a movie title mean anyway? There have been analyses and so many listicles of the title drop phenomenon before, but they are small and anecdotal. Here's the first extensive analysis of title drops for a data set of 73,921 movies that amount to roughly 61% of movies on IMDb with at least 100 user votes. I'm looking at movies released between 1940 and 2023. If you'd like to suggest a long read to show up here, go chip in a couple of bucks on the old Patreon. That's patreon.com/GMRVA. This morning's picture of the day is a picture of a flower emerging from the ground. I planted bulbs for the first time ever last year, and it's finally happening. Intro and outro music by Matt Fisher. And you can find links to all these stories and more in the show notes or on GMRVA.com.